Let's talk about housing and planning and builders. 400 residents living in Barton House, now that's a tower block in Bristol, were told to leave their homes because the building had major structural faults. This is a relatively new build. And in London last week, a balcony collapsed from an affordable housing block, also a relatively new build. I think Barton House is 4 years old. So why and how are builders getting away with this? What's happening in planning departments? Why aren't they chasing it up? I don't understand it. I've been waiting for nearly 6 months to build what amounts to a shed in my back garden. 6 months. And yet these buildings seem to go up in 5 minutes and nobody checks them. Leading me to ask the question, are these planning departments doing their jobs properly? Is there corruption? Ian Humphries is here with me now, founder of Brickflow and author of Solving the UK's Housing Shortage White Paper. Ian, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Hi, Patrick.
Listen, this really frustrates me, and I know it frustrates a lot of people in the council departments, various departments on planning. What is going wrong? Why aren't things like this Barton House, this balcony collapse, why aren't they being spotted as these places are being built? What's going on?
This isn't a failure of planning. This is more a failure of building regulation. So obviously once something's built...
Isn't it the same department?
Yeah, they quite often will be. I mean, it certainly will fall under the same council.
Yeah.
But you can actually outsource building regulations to third parties. So you can nominate a third party that is council approved to perform that task for you as well.
So what's going wrong? Because the Barton House place in Bristol, I think it's 4 years old.
I did actually have a look at this article. There was definitely somebody who said they'd lived there since 2012. So whether that this is part of the same development, but a newer part of it, I don't know. But I think certainly in the private sector, like you have across any industry, there is a need to return profit to shareholders. So there's always going to be a temptation to cut corners and perhaps not deliver the product that you should to be chasing profit instead. So,
but somebody's letting that happen, right? Somebody is letting that happen. That's what is frustrating me. If you've got a situation where if somebody was building an extension to their home, and I've had friends who've done that, they've had structural engineers, council people, all over them for regulations on Europe and, you've got a door that opens there and it shouldn't do that. They have been crucified and had to spend thousands of pounds on getting these people to come and tick things off. Why isn't that happening in the commercial sector?
Well, it should be, but it looks like in this instance, obviously, there's been a failure of process. I do think, as we've seen with many different instances, certainly the fires that you've had on some of these blocks with the combustible materials.
I was going to come to Grenfell,
and there is certainly situations where, again, corners have been cut, probably in the pursuit of profits, and then latterly we've found out in sometimes very catastrophic circumstances that wasn't the right course of action. Certainly balconies collapsing. I'm not exactly sure at Barton House whether anyone was injured, but I mean, it just goes to show that, it could have been a lot worse, right? So whatever the cause is, and there definitely needs to be an investigation into it and to understand why the developer has built what appears to be a substandard product.
The thing is as well, though, you say it could be worse. There are 400 families homeless now from that place just before, you know, not long before Christmas. It probably couldn't be much worse for them. I know you appreciate you're saying that there could have been loss of life, but you have a situation where we've seen with Grenfell, we saw corners being cut and no one yet has had to take any responsibility for that absolute disgraceful disaster. And it seems because these commercial builders have, you know, they subcontract this, they subcontract that. All they do in the event of something like Barton House is start to pass the buck. That bit wasn't our responsibility. We subcontracted it to that. That subcontractor will then say, well, that wasn't our responsibility because we subcontracted to there. What happens is that the people, ordinary people, are the ones left picking up the tab.
Yes, you're right. I mean, that always seems to be the case, right? It's the ordinary person that is left to pick up the higher cost of failure that will ultimately come in now because more regulations will be passed, which ultimately are passed on to the consumer in one way, shape or form in the shape of higher costs. I mean, I think with a lot of these things, and this is a lot of what our white paper focused on, is really a failure of leadership.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the housing ministry, we saw earlier on this week the 16th housing minister in 13 years.
13 years, yeah.
Which really just shows the lack of seriousness or the disrespect perhaps that's shown to the position. For us, we believe the housing ministry should be an apolitical role. Like it's too an important part of society, fabric of society, to be left to be a sort of political football for parties to point score on. This is, if you look at any real government policy, you look at health, you know, and until you need it, it's not perhaps something that affects your life, but housing is something that affects all of us every single day. And whether you're an owner or a tenant, the fact is the chronic undersupply of housing in the UK is causing us all to pay more for where we're living, but also to have to accept substandard living conditions. And that's not what a supposedly modern democracy should aspire to provide its citizens.
Absolutely. But while we've got builders who put profit before sustainability of these buildings, surely the whole system is going to fail. There are entire housing estates that I've read about recently that are being mothballed because they're so badly built, they're so badly put together that they're practically condemned. There's one estate that's got to be pulled down. Nobody wants to do it. The builders don't want to do it because they've mucked it up in the first place. So, we're not talking about rogue builders here. We're talking about a systemic issue. And if the system is rotten, then it's no surprise that the buildings are.
I mean, there's a number of contributing factors to it. Firstly, land supply in the UK is you know, very constricted.
A lot of builders as well, sorry for interrupting, are land banking so that they're buying the land, sitting on it for 20, 30, 40 years. So that they can make major profit out of it. The system is designed for their profit, not for housing.
Yeah, and again, I think it's a failure of leadership. If you look back to through history, I mean, in the recent past, I think over the last 10 years, we've delivered an average of 1,400 local authority homes per year, whereas back in the sort of 50s after the Second World War, we were delivering something like 150,000 council homes per year. So if you look at housing stock, housing delivery in the UK now, but overwhelmingly it's with the private sector, which is not necessarily a problem, if it's properly policed. But I think the issues are that abound are you have constricted land supply in the UK. So you have 90% of the UK land is undeveloped, yet only 0.2% of it is actually available to develop on. So what happens is prices get bid up. We've also seen over certainly the recent past as well, since 2020, prior to COVID until now, build costs on average have gone up by about 25%. So, you know, developers, private sector are only ever going to build things that make them a profit, right? And the increase in build costs, the scarcity of land has meant that to be able to sell their product at a profit, had, you know, inevitably they're going to cut corners.
But they shouldn't be allowed to, right? I mean, cutting corners is not an acceptable way of doing business.
If somebody needs to take more responsibility for delivering a bigger, well, certainly making more land available to build on, they should be incentivizing.
Again,
they should be incentivizing developers to deliver schemes quicker. There should be things like tax breaks to ensure that property, or sorry, land that gets planning permission is delivered to market in a certain time frame. Land banking shouldn't be allowed at scale. Certainly part of the problem that developers are facing, you know, I see it from both sides, is that you're seeing planning applications that, again, pre-COVID, I've done planning applications myself, and so I haven't done one since COVID, but certainly pre-COVID, they would come through in the time periods that were stipulated 2 to 3 months, whereas we're speaking to people now on a sort of daily basis that are waiting 18 months, 2 years for fairly simple planning.
Yeah, I'm in that position. I want to build a shed, basically, in my back garden with windows, and it's 6 months now. And yet you hear about these corporate builders getting their planning through a lot quicker. You know, it's so frustrating. There should be a principle of, if you don't give us permission by 6 months, that means we have permission.
Yeah, I mean, the planning system really in our report, in our white paper, is primarily the main thing that came out of it from everyone that all the stakeholders we worked with, people like Knight Frank, PwC, and all of the people that were involved in the research gathering, were planning was the major issue that everyone kept coming back to, is that, you know, unless you can deliver planning applications on time and deliver certainty. So the problem that you have is, for instance, like a large corporate house builder can afford the time and resource to have multiple planning applications at any one time. Smaller developers, SME developers, cannot. And there's the simple fact is a lot of these businesses are going under. There are basically projects that are not happening because planning departments are not approving their applications.
It's disgraceful.
Like a timely fashion.
It's not as if we're not paying a cost for it either, and you're just not getting the service, and you can't complain because then they'll say no. So we're stuck.
It's stacked against you, right?
It really, really is. It's so unfair. Ian, thank you. Brilliant to talk to you. Ian Humphries there, founder of Brickflow and author of a Solving the UK's Housing Shortage white paper. My sympathies, my heart goes out to everybody in Barton House. I mean, really, what an absolute shower. Right, stay with me now because we're heading over to LA next.
See it, hear it, think it. Talk radio and talk TV.